Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedliners. This is Ryder and Addie with your 10am news. In local news, rising floodwaters in northern Queensland have brought with them the melioidosis infection, which has killed a dozen people so far. The infection is usually considered rare as it hides in bacteria under the ground. The infection gets through the skin, with open wounds and cuts being particularly at risk. It can also be ingested and inhaled. If it enters the bloodstream, it is particularly dangerous. The infection has a mortality rate of 20 to 50% and must be treated quickly, and experts recommend covering up to the greatest extent possible if engaging in flood relief in order to reduce skin contact with potentially contaminated waters.
In national news, the WA Labor government was forced to release a report on the state's environmental approval systems after battling for over a year to keep it secret. The Vogel-McFerrin report, obtained through Freedom of Information, raised concerns from environmental groups who claim it lacked consultation outside industry and government circles. Among its findings was a discussion on the likely significant impacts of heavy industry emissions on Indigenous rock art. The review also recommended limiting the EPA's role in assessing projects subject to the Commonwealth's safeguard mechanism. WA Environment Minister Rhys Whitby defended the report, stating, "We're happy you have a copy of it because when you look at it, the recommendations make sense."
In international news, Taiwan has deployed its military in response to China's live fire drills near the island, calling a blatant provocation to regional security. China's People's Liberation Army sent 32 aircraft and warships near Taiwan, conducting exercises 74 kilometers off the island south. Taiwan condemned this move, warning of the dangers posed to the international flights and vessels. China has increased military pressure on Taiwan, claiming sovereignty over the island, which Taiwan rejects. The latest drills follow Taiwan's seizure of the Chinese crewed cargo ship, suspected of cutting a telecom cable. Taiwan fears China could sever communications as part of a potential blockade.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a few showers expected. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all you need for 10. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.